Hello, and welcome to Quick Charge by Electrek, keeping you in the fast track with daily EV and green energy news. I'm Mikey G, and it's Saturday, May 2nd. Tesla achieved a record level of safety with Autopilot, having more than 50% improvement during the last quarter, according to its safety report. In the first quarter, Tesla registered one accident for every 4.68 million miles driven, in which drivers had Autopilot engaged. That's a 50% improvement over the previous quarter and the most significant improvement yet. Exciting announcement, but it should be taken with a grain of salt. These numbers have been tabulated during the pandemic, when people are generally not traveling and total mileage has been down. Three thieves reportedly raided a Tesla store in Tysons Corner, Virginia, according to a report from NBC4 Washington. Quote, police officers chased the three Tesla vehicles, likely stolen from a Virginia dealership overnight on Friday, ending with two drivers fleeing and another driver getting caught, police say. Now, one of the thieves crashed a Model S on Leesburg Pike near the Beltway and attempted to escape on foot. The two other drivers continued with the car chase in a Fast and Furious-like real-life escape scenario and ended up abandoning the electric cars and also trying to escape on foot. Of the three suspects, only two were apprehended by the police. Since Tesla vehicles can be tracked by the owner, recovery of the property was quite simple. Tesla has officially reduced the price of the Made in China Model 3 in order to regain access to local incentives. The electric car now starts at 300,000 yuan, or the equivalent of $38,500, in China. During a conference call after the first quarter earnings, CEO Elon Musk said, quote, we are making rapid progress on lowering the production costs in China, and we're actually excited to announce on this call that we will be reducing the price of the standard range Model 3 basically tomorrow, China time. So the day after tomorrow, California time, but tomorrow, China time. One of the very first Model S wagon conversions is going on sale at an eye-watering price of more than $200,000. A few years ago, there were not one, but several companies in Europe developing wagon conversions of the Model S, which quickly became the best-selling electric car in many European markets. Tesla has released new impressive images of a revolutionary manufacturing improvement featured on the Model Y's underbody, and Elon Musk says there's more to come. Tesla has been moving to an aluminum casting design instead of a series of stamped steel and aluminum pieces for the Model Y body. Several comparison photos were released showing the stark contrast. In this instance, the total parts of the rear underbody goes from 70 to 2. Regarding the progress of this method, Musk said, quote, we are going to be making a single-pieced casting later this year, meaning, like, essentially, the rear third of the body is cast as a single piece. There is no casting of this size and complexity that has ever been done before. Tesla has often mentioned that it doesn't want to do paid advertising, but it will stray from the model, and maybe never more so than with a new massive live stream from a famous Chinese social media influencer. The Tesla Model 3 was featured on Taobao streamed by one of China's biggest influencers, Weiya, whose real name is Huang Wei. During the hour-long stream, she explained some of the Model 3 features and specs to her millions of followers who were able to order test drives. According to Bloomberg, almost 4 million people watched the show. The Environmental Protection Agency has responded to Elon Musk, who claimed that the Long Range Plus version of the Model S was incorrectly tested. He claimed they left the door open during the testing cycles, draining valuable power from the car and robbing it from the 400-mile range report that he was expecting. An EPA spokesperson told The Verge, quote, we can confirm the EPA tested the vehicle properly, the door was closed, and we are happy to discuss any technical issues with Tesla, as we routinely do with all automakers. And concluding our Tesla coverage, let's take a look at social media. Elon Musk has wiped out billions of dollars in Tesla's value due to a strange series of tweets, including one in which he claims Tesla's stock was trading too high. The CEO has been using Twitter lately to promote his views that the COVID-19 pandemic is not as bad as it is being portrayed, and how he thinks the U.S. should start lifting its shelter-in-place orders, which he describes as house arrest, and something that infringes on constitutional rights. At the time of market close, Tesla stock was trading at $701.32. Moving on. In November, Ken Morris, who had been with GM for 31 years, has been named the Vice President for Electric and Autonomous Vehicles. It's hard to imagine how he could possibly be more gung-ho on EVs. In interviews over the past month, he repeatedly states that GM and the world will soon hit an inflection point for electrification propulsion. He told Automobile Magazine last week that GM will be all electric sooner than people would think. In another statement, he said, quote, "My hope and gut feel is that there's going to be an inflection point in the mid-2020s where suddenly people are going to be buying all these at a faster rate than anybody expects, just because the driving experience on these vehicles is fantastic." In a contrasting story, newly appointed Honda Canada CEO Jean-Marc Leclerc is not keen on electric vehicles. In an interview with Windsor Star, he trots out all the typical anti-EV arguments. Quote, "Nobody wants to talk about how much EVs cost and what people are prepared to pay. They're just forging forward thinking we have all the solutions, and we don't. There's a political agenda. It's easy for people to understand zero-emission vehicles as a political statement. With EVs, you're basically getting a trickle right now. If you're looking at saving the planet and having heavier reductions of GHG, the math doesn't work. The heavy investment you need to invest to produce EVs, and you're questioning whether you'll be able to sell those at profit." And in Electrek's Green Energy Brief and Climate Crisis Weekly, on April 30th, the Federal Reserve announced that it is expanding the scope of eligibility for the $600 billion Main Street Lending Program. The purpose of the program was to help credit flow to small and medium-sized businesses that were in sound financial condition before the pandemic. Businesses with up to $5 billion in annual revenue are now eligible for support through this program, as are companies with up to 15,000 employees. Tina Bru, Norway's Minister of Petroleum and Energy, announced that Norwegian oil production will be reduced by 250,000 barrels per day in June and 134,000 barrels per day in the second half of 2020 due to reduced demand as a result of the pandemic. Ørsted, the world's top offshore wind developer, has five U.S. offshore wind projects that are expected to be delayed due to COVID-19. Maryland's 120-megawatt Skipjack and New York's 130-megawatt South Fork are expected to miss their 2022 completion dates. A new lawsuit challenging the Trump administration on the rollback of the Obama-era fuel efficiency standards has emerged. But there's a twist. The Libertarian Competitive Enterprise Institute believes that Donald Trump didn't go far enough to slash clean car standards. So it filed the first of many lawsuits. Morning Consult, a global survey research data company, took a poll and published the results titled, "How Concern Over Climate Change Correlates with Coronavirus Responses." The poll was conducted online between April 14th and 16th on a national sample of 2,200 adults. In a paraphrase of the results, those who expressed less concern for climate were also less concerned about wearing masks in public during the pandemic. I guess you could say they were not concerned about emissions, even of their own. Laborers who had lost their job in Pakistan have been given new paid roles by the government. Planting trees. Nearly 64,000 jungle workers are setting up nurseries, planting saplings, and serving as forest firefighters as part of Pakistan's 10 billion tree tsunami program. Democratic presidential candidate Joe Biden launched his own podcast called Here's the Deal. This week, he spoke for 20 minutes with Washington State Governor and climate change activist Jay Inslee. You can find a link to the podcast episode at electrek.co. And finally, in Electrek's personal mobility coverage, despite concerns that the COVID-19 pandemic would slightly delay the rollout of Kaik's new electric motorcycle platform, the Swedish company has announced that deliveries of the Kaik Osa have commenced in the United States. Kaik says the design was heavily influenced by a workbench, and it is intended to be highly customizable and highly utilitarian. Thanks for listening to Quick Charge by Electrek. I'm Mikey G., and I hope you have a great day.